Good morning. We are looking at cards for the next couple days, 9th and 10th, and they are Death, the Three of Wands, and the Empress. Who died and made you king, or queen, or empress? Of course, no one has to die for one to assume the aura of the Empress who graces us in the upcoming position today. I'm going to get this off my chest because it keeps coming up, and I've wanted to say this before. Russia's next leader will be a woman. There. Sorry. Here it is again. For entertainment purposes only. While this may be a nice thought, putting the mother back in the motherland, the Empress in the Russian deck is not the Empress in the archaic or traditional sense. No waterfalls, green trees, flowers, blue sky. And that was a perfect little sound for us. Famously and perpetually pregnant, the goddess of fertility of the St. Petersburg Tarot strikes a royal pose on a proper throne. No other king or queen in the deck seems to have a gold throne, which is beautifully and intricately carved, as are the wooden thrones of the rest of the court. It does not look comfortable, nor does the tall church steeple headpiece she wears. The tall helmet-like crown is blue, which is interesting. And if you're interested, you can go to www.euronews.com, E-U-R-O, news, and ask, who are the blue helmets? They have an interesting article on that subject. Although more probably or possibly refers to the blue sky above the Empress of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. The edges of the front opening of her ermine-trimmed soul warmer, a short velvet bolero-like bed jacket and a common Russian garment, except for the ermine, I imagine, are ever so slightly turned back at the edges at her belly. If she is pregnant, obviously it's not meant to be our point of focus, at least. She means business. It is safe to say she knows her place and owns it. With her right hand, she balances the red and gold imperial shield, the two-headed eagle, also seen on the 70s Morgan Greer deck, who looks east and west. Russian Tarot of St. Petersburg by Cynthia Giles is where this information is coming from. In the decks of olden times, and the familiar Rider-Waite-Smith, we see her shield emblazoned with a heart-shaped symbol of Venus. It's not clear when this symbol changed or why, but there are so many incredible details and rich symbolism on this card, some painted with a single hair by the legendary miniaturist Yuri Chekhov. In the center is another three, which is interesting. This is a very traditional card of expansion, international trade, and commerce. Old partnerships are dead. New ones are being formed. The merchant who stands on his or her balcony watching his or her ships come and go in the distance is looking to expand even more. On the Morgan Greer card, we see a version of the merchant or explorer examining the horizon of a dry desert. Oil country. It is odd to me that the merchant on the Three of Wands, a card of expansion, who we usually see from the back, looks left to the past. I like this because if any suit would rather move on far and fast from the past, it's the suit of fire. This could be the death of a relationship and moving on to someone else. You may be looking to expand your family, possibly inspired by the loss of another family member, literally. Death, number 13, and the Empress, number 3, are related. You may be looking for a baby mama. Death would represent the death of an old life, as in old lifestyle. The Three of Fire is a card of expanding personal horizons and associations, joining forces. I had to pull out the Empress from the Modern Witch Tarot. This fresh young empress is Beyoncé, and once again, the Venusian hieroglyph appears on her heart-shaped shield. She's relaxing into a giant green pillow, and her maternity wear, if she's pregnant, is from Rihanna's upcoming maternity fashion line, I'm sure. There are trees and a deep blue waterfall and a single green tree in an otherwise dry-looking grassy landscape. I love that she is surrounded by giant blue crystals. Those would be diamonds, and yes, they're all hers. She's powerful, beautiful, abundant, creative, spoiled maybe, vain definitely. While the Empress is always assumed to be older, the matriarch, the young modern witch deck by Lisa Stirl, makes no such assumptions. And Vlad is dad.